It's Sunday morning and we're here. God is good. We're glad to be back in the living room together. And the Holy Spirit is already touching. Thank you, Father. You're so wonderful. We give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we thank you for anointing the scriptures that are going to be read. We thank you for anointing Brother Freedom. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. That's what you have, is wonderful goodness. There's nothing in you that isn't perfect, marvelous, and glorious. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We're starting today in Luke, the 21st chapter, the 29th verse. It says, "And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree, and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Then in Matthew, the 24th chapter, the 22nd verse says, "And except these days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." And verse 24, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Verse 35, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." Then verse 42, "Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come." And verse 44, "Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." Then in Daniel, the 12th chapter, starting in verse 1, it says, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." And in chapter 11, verse 32 says, "And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." Then chapter 12, verse 12 says, "Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days."
Days of trouble that we've never seen. And these scriptures that I've given are important this morning. They be read because they've been written for this day. And God's here to bring us into a place of relying on him, resting in him, not being afraid, but walking wisely as a child of his. He wants to supernaturally bless us. And when others are troubled, you feel good. God wants to enrich those that follow him in a very special way. And I seen a glimpse of heaven at that moment. It's beautiful. It's so brilliant. So glorious. The brightest. It's breathtaking. I just seen a speck. But behooves us all to be ready to put our sights on heaven, because that's the greatest thing that's going to happen. Planet Earth, down here, everything passes away. It has a day. It has a time. And it has an ending. But remember, in heaven, there's no endings forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And you can't, there's no expression. You know how we loved our grandparents and loved them so much? God's greater than all of the ones that you know. He wants to just love you, bless you, touch you, because He made you for this special day, and He's coming soon after us. Lord, praise, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we'll get to go on the service. Glory! Oh, glory! Still feel His presence. His presence. I guess I'm a little old-fashioned. God's got something for me. It's got my name on it. Boy, I feel good. I feel good. I wasn't really feeling that good when I come, but I feel good now. Thank you, Jesus. God's forever faithful.
Lord, thank you for this wonderful day. The wind is blowing, Lord, but we're here. Thank you for your touch upon us and your touch upon Brother Freedom, Lord. We pray for your mighty anointing, and that you would anoint these words of yours. Your word says that it doesn't go forth void, Lord, but it works your purpose. And I pray that it would work your purpose in our hearts and in the hearts of each listener. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. I speak to all the people throughout the world, wherever this goes today, and I want you to remember that this is the Lord's day. And He has a special word, I believe, for us today, and He wants to touch us in a mighty way. Wherever you are, that you could be ready. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We welcome you this day. We welcome you. We thank you for that day. We welcome you, Lord Jesus. We want to see you. And throughout the whole world, we need to welcome Him in our hearts this day, that when He comes to the clouds of glory, by welcoming Him into our heart, we take Him as our Lord and Savior, and we're ready. We're looking for that day. We need to remember that He is the answer of what we face. And I know there's very difficult times through the world, throughout everyone in the world is going to find difficulties. There's coming up, there's going to be more diseases than never seen. The hospitals will not be able to take care of all the problems. And that's what this world's going to wind up doing. Countries are going to go broke because they don't have enough money to do all the things that they need to do. Look how Japan is right now. They're in trouble. And it's going to behoove us all in this last days to prepare for that great day. But it's all winding down. This tour upon earth is winding down. And it behooves us all to be ready because our Lord Jesus is coming back very soon. If you don't know that He is coming back, He says He's coming in that time when people are not looking for Him. The world is not looking for Him, but His people should be saying, Lord Jesus, I want you to come back. I long for that day. He is that hope. When we see troubles, toss and ties, we need that hope. See, in heaven, there's not going to be no funeral directors. They don't need florists up in heaven because God's going to have all that up there for us. We're not going to need lawyers, dentists, doctors, everything that we need in this world to sustain ourselves while we're here, we're not going to need it. And the Bible plainly says that we cannot even imagine in our hearts what's going to take place in heaven. It's so wonderful. It's been thought of by the one that knows all. And through His Son, Jesus, He made this all possible. And Jesus has been preparing for us a heavenly home for almost 2,000 years. What a home it's going to be. What a day. Some people have seen glimpses of it and they didn't want to go back. We know it's very special. We know here upon earth we're always looking for what can happen. Unexpectedly, things happen. When I had my stroke, it happened overnight. And I thought it was all over with. And many times, we as Christians, we go through these kind of valleys. We go through these times of problems. We face difficulties. And the Lord is there with us. The Lord is our shepherd that we don't have to walk. He leads us beside the still water. He restores our soul. And praise God, He is wonderful. He is our ever-present help in the time of need. Oh, we thank Him this day. All the world this day, whatever your need is, the Lord Jesus is the one who can help you. He is the one to take you through. If you could feel what I feel in my spirit, I feel the glory of God's here today in a mighty way. And He wants to uplift you. He wants to encourage you. He wants to bless you. He wants to make His face to shine upon you, to give you grace, to give you strength, to give you an overcoming power that's able to go against all principalities, the air and the darkness. With the name of Jesus, you'll be protected against these awful things that can come to pass. Without the Lord, we're defenseless. We're helpless. You ever see someone that gets helpless? This morning, I couldn't hardly get on my sock on my right foot. But there's one day I'm not going to be helpless. I'm going to be perfectly normal. And thank God we are that way. The Lord had me go through this because I know how it feels to be sort of helpless. And we as God's people, we as many of God's people are helpless today. They cannot fight against an ant. You need to seek God. You need to have not a form of godliness no more, but you need the power of their own. You need power. You need victory. You need purpose. You need a direction. You don't need to read no old false books that comes out. Purpose-driven life, all these things are from the enemy. And God just told me yesterday, He said, if you put your hope in man, you're going to die. Just think what I said. But you put your hope in the Lord, you're going to live. Very plain. You cannot put your hope in man. Man brings you to Him, but that day on, you relax. That's where it talks about going into the rest. Christians should be a rest. They should be praising God, thanking God, and loving Him and saying, Lord, I praise You. I thank You that You saved me. I thank You that You give me a better place, a better home. But while I'm here, I'm going to live righteously. I'm going to live godly. I'm going to live as an overcomer. I'm going to abstain from all appearance of evil. I want to walk in the guidelines that God's given in His wonderful word. That word of a hidden heart, that I might not sin against Thee. And we would have that purpose to live holy. Wanting, our dedicating our lives totally to living above reproach. And we're living in this old terrible world. Wherever place you go, you see sin. You feel the things of darkness. But you don't have to move with it. You don't even have to embrace it. Say, Lord, protect me. Guide me, and God will walk with you softly. He'll keep you through the hours of despair. He'll keep you through the times of Job's trouble. He'll keep you in the times when everything looks like is black. There's no way out. And that's the time when God wants to work. When everything comes against you, it takes a miracle. God will give you a miracle. He'll give you a blessing that will not hurt you. It'll help you. God has given us the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost that lives within us. And when He lives within you, there's nothing that can hurt you. Your body may crumble, but your spirit never crumbles. You're out there and you're led, and the pastors can't understand it, but you have to have it. To get a message, it has to live within you. Come with you. You have to have what you know. And God's saying, church, wake up. Wake up and you'll live. Go to sleep and you're going to die. Very simple. It's a very simple message. It says, come unto me, all ye that worry and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. God wants to give His beloved rest. We are the beloved. And we say, thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Every time I start my car up, I say, thank you, Jesus. I say, go before me as I go down the road, because I want you to park the way back. I'm getting sort of senile these last days, so I leave it all over to you. He takes care of you. When you're near possibilities in yourself, when I kept putting my sock on this morning, the Lord says, go try it this way and you get it on. Then what on? My right leg is sort of messed up. It's hard for me to reach it. And when you only get it, it's hard to reach anything. But God, supernatural, He all understands this old body's going to wear out here, but you're going to have a new body. Not no pain, no nothing. And you have great vision. You have great... Everything is perfect. Your whole diet, everything is going to be perfect because you can't imagine how wonderfully He is. He's beyond the glory. He's beyond the supernatural. And He's better than any pastor, missionary, anything that you've ever seen. They're the results of Him. We should preach this all. We're on the results of Him. It didn't happen no other way but by Him. Him, that's God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Ghost. He is wonderful. He presumes us as we go into times when we feel pressures. And pressures a lot of times come from the enemy. But God can even dissolve those pressures. He come into you. Slow down. Wait upon God. And He'll melt those problems down that you can go through it softly. God is, He works in a soft manner. The enemy works in a harsh. He comes to kill, destroy, and steal. Who you're facing wants to destroy you. He wants to make you, where you're sick. He wants to give you a broken leg. He wants to give you anything that can be a detriment to your life, that you will curse God. But we cannot curse Him, but we love Him. Lord, You're wonderful. We don't believe in that. The world says, they curse God. We want to bless God because He is my Father. He's my blood brother. I took on His nature. You as His people can take on His nature. His nature is such that love suffered long and is kind. Oh, come a sheep. Love casts out all fear. There is no torment with love. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy that excites you, that blesses you, that thrills you. You know, people spend lots of money on entertainment, but then there's no entertainment at all like the glory of God. When He comes down, it's beyond imagination. It's there to help you, to sustain you, to help you to walk any terrible land. We're working in living in a terrible place. Last night, a storm went out. I didn't even know it happened. But it's here this morning, limbs off the trees, but God kept us. If we got taken out, we'd be in Him instantly. He's got a perfect plan. You know, insurance companies don't have the perfect plan. They say, will you pay me now? And they want you to have that plan because they're thinking about pay me now. But the plan of earth is not now, it's then. See, it's going to be eventually, this didn't even take place. We'll never remember this no more because it's going to be so brilliant, so glorious up there. It's just beyond imagination. There's no way that God can describe to us what it's going to be. It's perfect. It's in perfection. It's glorious. But you can see it when they actually see it in me. Because I couldn't even walk. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do nothing. But God supernaturally has built me up to be able to carry on as long as here. But it's a task. Life is a task. At the best, you need Him. At the best, you need help. You need strength. You need this one behind your back and the one ahead of you too. I will lift my eyes to the hills. Whence comes my help? For my help comes from the Lord. I hope this message goes out to China, Timbuktu, wherever you are. You need to relax and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior this night, right now, and invite Him into your heart that you can have this power within you to be able to detour the powers of darkness that you face. God says to help you, and that's why God called me, because He knew this day was coming, when I wouldn't have to have no evangelist, nobody to excite me, but it's the power of God. Mine all came from God Himself. He came into my life in a special time, and I found out that He could do what no other can do. I went through a lot of valleys, but He did that there before I would know that He was always with me. I went through some terrible things. I paid bills that weren't even mine. I'm just saying, I went through a lot. Never even said nothing about it. We got to keep our things on the Lord. He is our example. He came here that we might have so much love in our lives that everywhere we go, we fret not because of evildoers. We're not envious of workers of iniquity. We know that they shall be cut down as the green grass, and which shall wither as the herb. You know, when someone does you evil, you need to just pray for him. Says, He has got His day coming. His day is not going to be good, but you've got a day coming that's going to be beyond imagination. Your enemy has a day coming. You've got to feel for him. You've got to love him because he's without hope. You've got hope. You've got God within you. You've got His power within you. You've got the anointing. The anointing is what breaks the yoke. Without the anointing, nothing happens. The anointing is the fulfillment of God in your life that enables you to walk and do great and mighty exploits. Great and mighty exploits, how it comes. Daniel there. It's done by the anointing. The anointing of God. There's nothing that can share the anointing. Only God. You can't get this anointing by joining the 10th church or the 4th class that we're here, or the 50th here. You can't get it that way. It comes by God. It's a supernatural blessing from the Lord. You can't get it no other way. People argue. Don't come from argument. But constantly, you kneel on your knees to God the Father, God the Son, and God will fill you with that glorious power, that wonderful invasion that comes to your life that brings a separation, gives you the way of holiness. All the leading of the cross leads, as Jesus died upon that cross, brought for fulfillment that I might have a overload of God's glory. Hear what I said, overload. The over is of overabundance. It's beyond imagination. It's glorious. It's a perfect surrounding. You know, I've had a bad neck curve for the last few months. But even this morning, it feels okay. God is great. He's wonderful. He's beyond imagination. You know why I exercise every day? For this here today. So now, Lord, tell me something. I'm not a lazy person. That's one thing why God is going to call me, because I'm not a lazy person. I work ever since I'm 9 years old, 10 years old, I started working. When I was 11 years old, they pulled me out of school where I could run a cat just as good as a man, better than most men. World War II was a hard time, but it was just my time to be born, and I learned sitting on a seat how wonderful God was. He was glorious. I didn't know nothing about His Spirit, but I knew He was wonderful. He was beyond. I used to watch the little whirly pools going out here this in the fall of the year, and those whirlwinds come down. I said, Lord, that must lead up to heaven. And it does lead up to heaven. God's here to enthuse us. We might be blessed by Him, that we might be a partakers. We need to have an overflow of God's glory. You know how people get on drugs, they overdo it. Well, we can't overdo it with God. God just there to help you, to bless you, to encourage you, to strengthen you, to fulfill full fulfillment in you. That you not be not a castaway, as Apostle Paul said, but you would be endued with power from heaven, that you might be the anointed one of God, that you would be used as last days, and you don't have to wait to listen. You don't have to worry. That word worry, Christians don't need it. They can give that worry away. Give it back to Satan. He let him worry with it. Casting all your cares upon the Lord, for He cares for you. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion, seeketh whom he may devour. Who resist steadfast in the faith. You cannot do that unless you get overabundance of God's glory. When you get that overflow, you can go against the power of the dark. You can defeat him. He'll go the other way. I've had to go kiss him up and say, get out of here. I don't need you. Get away, you defeated foe. But I'm careful how I act, because I know what I seen happen. When I was sick, I had this thyroid problem. The Lord one night showed me a bunch of pastors. And they was bragging how they could just take on Satan. And the Satan looked at them and he just waved his hand and they just all flattened around. Never will forget that. God is the only one. He's the only one you cannot stand all against Satan with God's power. The anointing of God is what does it. You got to seek that anointing. It's the power within you that makes you become an overcomer. That's what in Revelation talks. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And the overcoming power, the visitation of God's glory in you, the saturation of God's glory, the intake of God's food within you, the spiritual food. When you read the word, like I did, he says, eat it. I've ate the word. I love the word. I've ate the Spirit. The Spirit is here to help us to be a blessing. We need to realize that we all need fueling in life. That's the way God built us. We get hungry. We eat breakfast. At noontime, we're hungry. At 5 o'clock, we're hungry. But that's where our spiritual life is. But most people are not. They lost their appetite for godly things. It's more important for me to get spiritual food than it is the normal food. Because it sustains you, it helps you, it corrects you, it invites no evil shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh thy dwelling, only in thine eyes shall I behold through the word of the wicked. He shall give his angels. It's only going to happen for those that fill the Spirit. These plans don't work with the plan of God's Spirit. That's where the word of God, it works as the united with the glory of God. That's where it says in the last days we shall love you in spirit and in truth. The truth of the word, but the Spirit of God becomes alive. I'm here to speak to the hearts, wherever you are in the world this day, that you can have a rest in the Lord if you'll seek Him this day. You need to invite Him in your heart in a very special way. You must realize He is the only way out. Man cannot, you're right where you are, God can touch you. Get a hold of a Bible and read it. Saturate yourself. Read that word. So pray as much as you can. Seek God and He'll make Himself known unto you. I don't care any part of the world. He's going to be there. God showed me years ago that I could be on an island by myself and I could be saved. I could stay saved. And that's why I knew that I didn't have to have a pastor. They was good to get me to a certain strength, but after that, I had to run them. They were doing 1 mile an hour and I wanted to do 50 miles an hour, so I had to go around them. We can't wait on people. They might say, but that they don't have to possess. They're saying, but no possession. And that's what it says in the Word. It says, they have not. They don't even know what to tell you. Son Peter, they don't possess. We got to be possessed by God Himself, by the supernatural power, the Spirit that touches you in such a way that you're not afraid. God has not given the spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. Greater is He. We need to put these in our heart. Greater is He that's in my heart than He is in the world. Let not my heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God has not given the spirit of fear, but power. I just hope these words are going to you wherever you are throughout the world, because it's meant to go to each one. To Japan, if this message gets there, you need to have the Lord Jesus in your heart in a very special way. You need to, this plan is for you. Not Buddha or someone else, but the Spirit of God. God wants to touch you in a mighty way. He is the God of God, and He wants to help you. Say, He wants to fortify you with the blessing of God, that you might be endowed with His power. For the gift of Jesus Christ, as God's Son, He made it where you can receive life. And here, by accepting Him as your Savior, you can receive adoption. God will be your Father forever and ever. You can seek Him this day and confess it, and He will bless you. He'll enrich your life. And if you need anything, call us or write to us, whatever, to get to us. We'll get back to you. We'll pray for you. And Father, I just pray in a mighty way. Touch these ones this day. Touch your people in a mighty way. Bring resurrection life to them. Bring hope. Bring strength. Bring fulfillment of your word to life in their hearts. Father, I pray for the people this day that need your help, that going through a sickness. I pray that you'll heal them this day. Whatever the name is this day, Father, you showed me. I'm going to say a blanket. Out there, whatever your problem is, you're going to be healed right now. In Jesus' name, there's going to be a blanket healed. It's going to be bigger than Oral Roberts. It's going to be, it's all in the world. You're going to be healed. You're going to receive strength. You're going to receive power. You're going to receive God the Father. His anointing is from God. He's here to strengthen you, to uplift you, to uphold you, to encourage you. God bless you this day. In a mighty way, I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And amen. And amen. So be it. Amen. What it means. God bless you.
Wow. Amen. I really felt that. I was melting over there on the couch. Thank you for joining us, and God bless you. You can email us, and thank the Lord. Praise His name.